Army reservist Jeremy Sivits pleaded guilty today on charges of mistreating Iraqi prisoners. As part of our series of commentaries about the scandal at Abu Ghraib, psychologist Jeffrey Harper says such cruelty may not be as abnormal as we would like to think.
After the revelation of the abuse at Abu Ghraib, one columnist wrote, "How could American men and women treat Iraqi prisoners with such cruelty and laugh at their humiliation?" The answer is, very easily. The truth is, without clear threats of punishment, it's likely most of us would behave in the same way, because we were told to, because we'd enjoy it, because it was fun. As a species, our biological and psychological inheritance has required us to love, protect, and care for our families and communities. But it has also required us to hate and destroy our enemies. Receiving pleasure from inflicting cruelty, even death, is a vestige of our earliest, most fundamental selves. Psychotherapists have long recognized this fundamental aspect of human nature. Philip Zimbardo conducted a famous experiment at Stanford University in 1971. He constructed a jail and randomly assigned healthy young men the roles of prisoners or guards. Within several days, many guards became brutal and sadistic. They inflicted physical and psychological pain on the prisoners. The experiment, planned for 2 weeks, was halted after only 6 days. Psychologists were shocked that so-called normal people could so instantly become agents of cruelty and humiliation simply because of the role they were assigned. In another well-known experiment, Stanley Milgram demonstrated that a majority of people would administer severe and excruciating levels of electrical shock to a person simply because they were told to. Despite hearing an unseen person scream, beg for mercy, and finally go silent, 2/3 of his American subjects administered shocks beyond 450 volts. All it took was a man in a white lab coat blandly telling them to do so. Milgram's results were repeated around the world. They defied idealized notions of innate human goodness and demonstrated that it's actually pretty easy to get ordinary people to inflict extraordinary pain on innocent persons. Prisoners may not be angels, but neither are the rest of us, which is why we must provide constant vigilance and protection for those who are detained, and punishment for those who wantonly, indiscriminately inflict torture. Ultimately, it's those in authority who must be held accountable for maintaining standards of civilization to protect us from what can come so naturally, so easily, and sadly, so pleasurably to us.
The comments of Jeffrey Harper, a psychotherapist and writer. He wrote the commentary with clinical psychologist Jeffrey Dyke. Tomorrow, another perspective on the abuse at Abu Ghraib.